The following is transcribed. Now, as gunshots echo across the windswept, snow-covered reaches of the wild Northwest, Quaker Puff Wheat and Quaker Puff Rice, the breakfast cereal shot from guns, present the challenge of the Yukon. It's Yukon King, swiftest and strongest lead dog of the Northwest, blazing the trail for Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted Police in his relentless pursuit of lawbreakers.
On King! On Huskies!
Gold! Gold discovered in the Yukon. A stampede to the Klondike in the wild race for riches. Back to the days of the gold rush. With Quaker Puff Wheat and Quaker Puff Rice bringing you the adventures of Sergeant Preston and his wonder dog, Yukon King, as they meet the challenge of the Yukon. Listen, if you say Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice are the swellest tasting breakfast cereals you ever ate, then try a heaping bowlful of crisp, tender, delicious wheat or rice shot from guns, topped with fruit and good, rich yellow cream. It's your deluxe breakfast, a taste treat that can't be beat. Fruit and smooth, rich cream on Quaker Puffed Rice or Quaker Puffed Wheat. Enjoy it tomorrow morning. When Andy Miller arrived in Dawson, he went directly to the barracks of the Northwest Mounted Police, where he was received in the office of Sergeant Preston.
Sergeant, my name's Miller. Andy Miller.
Glad to know you, Andy. What can I do for you?
I was told to report here when I arrived in Dawson. Here are my papers.
Oh, you a new recruit in the force?
No, sir. The papers will explain.
Huh? Oh, I see. When were you paroled?
A month ago. I asked permission to come to the Yukon and got it. I was told I'd have to report once a month to this barracks.
That's right, Andy. What do you plan to do now that you're here?
Anything to get a stake, and I want a prospect for gold.
There's an employment office a block down the street. You might find something there.
I saw the list of jobs on the board they had out front as I came here, Sergeant. There were several I could handle, but they're all out of town.
Well, that's all right. You don't have to stay in Dawson.
If I have to report here once a month,
we can arrange for you to report to a constable wherever you go.
Gosh, that'd be fine. As soon as I have supper, I'll go over to the employment office and get one of those jobs.
Let me know where you're going when you get the job.
Yes, sir, I will.
But remember one thing, Andy.
What's that, Sergeant?
Don't get into trouble.
Of course.
You realize if you do, it'll be a violation of your parole. You'd be sent back to prison.
I understand. I'll stay in the clear, Sergeant.
Andy Miller entered the Borealis Cafe and took a seat at one of the corner tables, where he could watch the crowd of gold seekers and adventurers who jammed and milled along the long bar and tables. He was so absorbed in the carefree excitement of the cafe that he didn't notice one of the waitresses standing beside his chair, studying his face. He wheeled in surprise when she said,
"Hello, Andy."
"Lila, I can't believe it's you."
"I was just as surprised to see you."
"Oh, sit down, sit down. I've got to talk to you."
"Sorry, Andy, but it's against the rules. The boss won't stand for waitresses fraternizing with the customers."
"Oh, you can explain. I'm an old friend."
"No, Andy. It's against the rules while I'm on duty. But my day's up in 10 minutes. I'll change clothes and come back then."
"Good, good. Send another waitress to take my order."
"All right, but I'll clear the table first. I'll be back in 10 minutes, Andy. I guess we both have questions we'd like answered."
"Yes, I guess we have, Lila."
As Lila cleared the dishes from the table, Andy Miller saw the ring on her finger. He thought that she had intended him to see it before she came back to talk to him. He was eating his supper when she finally returned and sat down across from him. After a few questions about his arrival in Dawson, she asked,
"Why did you disappear, Andy?"
"We quarreled, didn't we?"
"Well, yeah, but it wasn't that serious. You must have had some other reason. Was it another girl?"
"No. And you can believe me."
"I do. But where did you go? I tried to find you for more than a year."
"I'm glad you didn't."
"Why do you say that?"
"Oh, nothing. When were you married, Lila?"
6 months ago, just before we came up here."
"Are you happy?"
"Of course. Why shouldn't I be?
glad you are. I could never have made you happy. Who is he?
His name's Nick Hall.
Prospector?
No, he's a gambler. Oh, here he comes now. He must have been waiting at the door for me. He does every night. Hello, Nick. I'm sorry I'm late, but I just met an old friend, Mr.
Yeah, so one of the boys told me. I thought I'd better come and see for myself.
Now, Nick, don't get sore. He's an old friend.
Shut up. She's not mine, dear. We've known each other since we were kids. I just hit town and came in here to eat.
I recognize
you. I warned you, Lila, that if I ever caught you making a play for somebody else, I...
Why, you dirty rat.
Keep out of this. I'll settle with you later.
I'll settle now.
That'll hold you.
Andy, why did you do it, Andy?
So that's your husband, huh? I don't think much of him.
I'll get you for that.
Hey, cut out the roughhouse, both of you.
That's the boss.
You better get out, Lila. It'll mean trouble for you.
You better mean trouble for her, mister. She's fine.
Now, let me explain. She's not to blame.
I saw all I want. Now, Nick, call, take your wife and get out of here. As for you, mister...
Hey, take your hands off me.
Somebody call the police. I saw this Chichaco hit Nick Hall.
Oh, don't call the police. He had reasons to hit Nick.
Oh, so he had reasons.
Cut it. Call the police. I'll have the two of them locked up.
Cole! Cole! A new strike's been made!
Cole! Run, Andy, run!
Goodbye, Lila. I'll see you again.
Hey, come back here. Grab it.
As the cry of gold rang through the Borealis Cafe, the crowd forgot the fight between the gambler and the tenderfoot and turned to gather around the man who had brought the exciting news. In that instant, Andy remembered Sergeant Preston's last words, "Don't get into trouble." But he had gotten into trouble, and he knew what it would mean. He had no desire or intention of going back to prison. He fled with the crowd as it jostled and jammed its way to the street.
Where's the strike?
Up in the Rainbow Hills. The creeks are full of gold.
Gold! The loose strike's been made!
When Andy Miller didn't report to Sergeant Preston as he had promised, the Mountie thought nothing about it for a couple of days. After 3 days had gone by, he began to make inquiries and learned that Andy had not appeared at the employment office. At the Borealis Cafe, he picked up information that led him and the great dog King to the furnished room occupied by Lila Hall. They found her packing a suitcase.
Oh, come in, Sergeant.
Thanks, Lila.
Hello, King.
They told me at the Borealis that you might be able to give me some information.
About what?
I'm looking for Andy Miller. From his description, I think he may be the one involved with your husband a few nights ago.
That's right. Are you going to arrest him for that?
No, I'm looking for him about another matter. You know where I can find him?
No, I don't, Sergeant. Would you tell me why you want him?
He's on parole. He may have violated it.
Parole?
Yes, he served 2 years in Quebec prison.
That explains it. Oh, why didn't he tell me?
Explains what?
Sit down, Sergeant. I'll tell you what I can about Andy.
Well, I wish you would, Lila.
Lila told how she had been engaged to marry Andy Miller, how they had quarreled, and how soon afterward he had disappeared.
I waited for more than a year, but I heard nothing. And I thought I'd never see him again. Though I married Nicole. Now I know why I didn't hear from Andy.
Yes, he was in prison and didn't want you to know about it.
Of course. If he only told me, I would have understood. But, Sergeant...
Yes, Lila?
How has he violated his parole?
He was supposed to let me know where he was going before he left Dawson. He must have been afraid after the fight with Nick.
Yeah. The boss of the Borealis was going to have him and Nick arrested for creating a disturbance.
Where is Nick?
Oh, when the crowd in the cafe stampeded for the new strike in the Rainbow Hills, he joined him.
I see. You're packing. Where are you going?
I got a letter from Nick this morning. He begged forgiveness and asked me to send him some money. Since I have no job now, I'm going to join him.
Well, I won't detain you. I'll be making a patrol up that way soon. I may see you then.
No, I hope so. But,
What is it?
What are you going to do about Andy?
Nothing at the moment. From what I've learned, he didn't start the trouble with Nick.
That's right. Nick started, and Andy was justified for hitting him.
I'll give Andy a little time to think it over. He may decide to report to the constable where he is. If he doesn't do that in a reasonable time...
You'll have to arrest him as a parole violator?
That's right. Well, King, let's be going.
I'll expect to see you and King in Rainbow Falls.
We'll be there.
Soon after his arrival in Rainbow Falls, Nick Hall had run into two old friends, Jip Newton and Ollie Powell.
What are you two guys doing up here in the Yukon?
Things got too hot for us where we were. Me and Ollie decided we need a colder climate.
But don't get any ideas about tipping off the Mounties, Nick. We know plenty about you.
Don't worry, boys. I never squealed on anyone.
Mm-hmm. Now that's agreed on. How are things with you?
Oh, not so good. I had to clear out of Dawson, and I landed up here broke. I've been trying to get a stake to start a game of my own.
Maybe we could work out a deal with you, Nick.
Yeah?
Well, me and Ollie are sort of keeping out of sight. We have a cabin on the edge of town, and we have a little cash that's not working. If we staked you, how about cutting the profit three ways?
That's a deal.
How about staking the tin horn, Ollie?
Suits me, Chip. You'll trust him, I guess I can, too.
Good. But remember, Nick, don't try any double cross. It's going to be a three-way split, win, lose, or draw.
I'll play it square with you, boys. You don't have to worry about me.
We'll keep an eye on you all the same.
When do I get the money?
Here and now. Shell out your share, Ollie.
Mm-hmm.
Here's mine, $2,000.
And I'm matching it. Now, you're Nick.
$4,000. Well, that ought to set me up in business.
Yeah, but don't forget. We know how you deal the cards. We don't expect any losses.
There won't be any losses, Jip. You can depend on me.
We'll continue our adventure in just a moment. Goodness gracious, what goes on here? Look at the strange-looking fellow that's just dropped into the studio. I must say, I've never seen anyone quite like him. He must be 9 feet tall.
I am 9 feet 2 inches tall.
Well, just who are you?
I am the man from Mars.
Goodness, just what are you doing here?
Oh, just thought I'd look around. Say, what's that you've got?
Oh, well, these are packages of the swellest breakfast cereals you ever tasted. Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, to be specific.
I never heard of them on Mars.
Oh, gee, that's too bad. You see, folks are wild about Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice down here.
Oh?
They're so crisp and tender. Make breakfast a real treat. Here, you want to try some?
Hmm. Not bad. In fact, they're terrific.
You bet. Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice are shot from guns to make them bigger and better tasting. They're shot through and through with swell nut-like flavor, too. And what's more, they furnish restored natural grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron. They're good for you.
That's for me. I sure wish we had Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice on Mars.
Well, sir, fellas and girls, you can be thankful that you don't live on Mars. You don't have to miss out on those swell breakfasts of Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice. No siree, not for a single day. So see to it that you have a supply of both delicious kinds on hand at all times. Tell Mom that wheat or rice shot from guns is never sold in bags or bulk. Look for the famous big red and blue package with the smiling Quaker man on the front. That way, you're sure to get the original, the one and only Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. Now to continue. A few days after Lila Hall joined her husband in Rainbow Falls, she met Andy Miller for the second time. She found him in a cafe and immediately confronted him with what she had learned.
Why didn't you tell me, Andy? You know I would have understood.
I was afraid you wouldn't, Lila. I thought you'd never have anything to do with me once you found out I'd been sent to prison.
It would have made no difference, even if you'd been guilty.
What makes you think I wasn't guilty?
I don't believe it. I know you too well, Andy.
You're the only one in the world who doesn't think I'm guilty. Too late to do anything about it now.
You mean...
You're married, Lila. You've got to forget me and how things used to be with us. It's all over.
Yeah. I know it is. But I never want anything to happen to you. I don't want you to go back to prison.
What makes you think I might?
Well, you violated your parole. Sergeant Preston told me so.
He knows where I am. I wrote him a letter when I got here explaining everything.
Oh, I'm glad you did. I was afraid you'd try to hide because of the trouble you had with Nick and Dawson.
No, I had a letter from the sergeant yesterday. He accepted my explanation as the truth, thanks to you.
I told him how it happened.
He told me so. He's coming up here in a couple of days. I'll report to him then.
Andy, just despite the way things have turned out, we'll always be friends, won't we?
You bet we will, Lila. The best of friends.
Having no job to take up her time, Lila Hall occupied herself tidying the two rooms she and Nick called home. She was thus engaged when her husband came in unexpectedly.
Oh, hello, Nick.
What are you doing, Lila?
Oh, I thought I'd straighten things up to make this place look more homelike.
Doesn't need it. Get your coat and hat and go somewhere.
Oh, Nick, what's the matter?
I had a hard night last night. I've got to get some sleep. I don't want anybody puttering around.
All right. I haven't seen much of the camp since I got here. I'll put on my hat and coat and take a look around.
And don't come back for a couple of hours at least.
I won't. Take a good rest. You need it.
She had gone but a short distance when she saw Sergeant Preston and King approaching.
Sergeant Preston and King.
Hello, Lila. Glad to see you.
I was just taking a walk. I still haven't seen all of the camp.
Looks like a real boom town.
Oh, more and more people are coming in every day.
Yes. King and I may have trouble getting quarters. You know of any place we could stay?
You might try the third house across the street. There was a boarding sign in the window early this morning.
We'll do that, Lila. Oh, by the way, have you seen Andy Miller?
Yes, I have. He told me he wrote to you.
That's right. I have some important news for him. As soon as I get quarters, I want to see him. Would it be asking too much for you to go tell him I'm in town?
Oh, I'd be delighted to do it, except...
Yes?
Well, I've never been in the section of camp where he lives. Would you let King go with me? I'd feel safer.
Why, of course. How about it, King? Want to go with Lila?
Does that mean yes or no?
That means yes. Sometimes I think King likes the ladies. He's always willing to go with them.
Well, then come on with me, King. We've got to find a friend. When I find Andy, I'll bring him to the cafe down the street. We'll be waiting for you there, Sergeant.
Fine, Lila. I'll be seeing you.
Come on, King.
Meanwhile, Ollie Powell entered the cabin he shared with Jip Newton at the edge of town. Jip was playing solitaire, but looked up when his companion entered.
Ah, hello, Ollie.
I'm glad you're here, Jip. I was afraid you might be out.
Yeah, what's the matter?
I was just uptown, and I heard something mighty interesting.
About what?
Nick Hall. Last night, that tin horn gambler cleaned up a pile.
Yeah? How much?
I don't know exactly, but from what I heard, it was plenty. Maybe 50,000 or more.
Wow. Didn't you ask him how much it was?
No, he wasn't in the gambling place. Somebody told me he'd cleared out and gone home to take a nap. But I have my suspicions.
Yeah, so have I. He's supposed to be on duty now.
I don't trust him, Jip. He should have come here and told us about making a cleanup.
He agreed he would.
I'm for going over to his rooming place and demanding our cut of the winnings right now.
Yes, so am I. I get on my parking and we'll make a call on Nick Hall. He might get some idea about taking to the tall timber.
I've been suspicious of him ever since his wife got here. I understand they're not on the best of terms.
Yeah, he might take a notion to ditch her and us at the same time. Come on, let's go.
Meanwhile, Nick Hall, instead of getting into bed to catch up on his sleep as he had told his wife, hurriedly packed a few belongings in a blanket roll and strapped on a heavy money belt containing his fabulous winnings of the previous night. Then, leaving by the back stairs, he made his way unseen to the alley and turned into the street. He had gone but a short distance when Jip Newton and Ollie Powell closed in on each side of him.
Hello, gambler.
Huh? Oh, it's you, Jip. Ollie.
Where do you think you're going, Nick?
Me? Oh, nowhere. That is, Hey, what's the idea?
Don't let out a sound, double-crosser. This gun in my pocket's pointed at you.
But what's the idea?
Shut up and keep walking and keep a big smile on your face like you're having a good time.
Where are we taking Jip?
To our cabin. Trying to do a sneak out on us, that tin horn. Come on, get going.
When Lila Hall went to the district where Andy Miller lived, she learned that he had left his rooming house a short time before. Leaving word for him to see Sergeant Preston at once, she and King returned to the center of town and were about to enter the cafe to wait for the Mountie when...
Lila! Lila!
Oh, Randy! Easy, King. He's a friend fellow.
Whose dog is that?
Sergeant Preston's. We've been looking for you.
I thought I'd seen that dog before.
He must remember you, too. Oh, Andy, Sergeant Preston wants to see you. He has some important news, he said.
Huh? Where is he?
He's to meet us here at the cafe shortly. He went to find quarters.
I'm glad he's not here now. I want to ask you something, Lila.
What is it, Andy?
Did you and Nick have a bust-up?
No. We had no quarrel. Why?
Did you know he cleaned up a small fortune last night?
No. He didn't tell me anything about it.
I was afraid he hadn't.
He came home about 30 minutes ago and went to bed to get some sleep. I left so he wouldn't be disturbed. Then I ran into Sergeant Preston and...
Lila, Nick didn't take a nap. He got you out of the place so he could get his things together and run out on you.
I don't believe that, Andy.
And why was he sneaking out the back door and down the alley with a heavy blanket roll on his
head? Now, Andy, please.
I don't care if he wants to leave you. That's his business. But he's not going to leave you destitute in a boom town. I'm going to make him give you some money.
Oh, please, Andy, you'll get into trouble.
He'll get into trouble and he knows it. Now, let me go, Lila. I'll stop.
I'm going with you.
No, Lila, let me handle
it. I'm going.
Well, all right.
Come on, Jimmy. Do you know where he is?
Now, here he has a couple of partners who live in a shack at the edge of town. He was headed in that direction the last I saw of him. Now, come on, let's hurry.
Meanwhile, Chip Newton and Ollie Powell had forced Nick Hall to go with them to their cabin.
Inside, Tim Hall.
Now, fellas, let's talk this over. No use getting hot under the collar.
Well, you're talking. Where's that money you won last night?
Money? What? I don't have it on me. But I can go and get
you've
it.
You've gone as far as you're going, Nick. Search him, Ollie.
Oh, hey, now, you've got no right.
Shut up!
Go ahead, Ollie. Search him.
Right. Well, well, well. What's this around your waist? Look here, Chip.
A money belt. Take it off him.
There. And it's heavy. Hefty, Chip.
That must be all his last night's winning.
Why, you dirty double-crossing rat. You were going to skip out on us, weren't you?
No. No, the truth is, I was on my way here to split with you boys.
You told your last lie, Nick.
Don't shoot me.
Let him have it, Chip.
Yeah, that takes care of him. Ollie, start getting our deers together. We got to move and move fast.
Chip and Ollie had just finished rolling their packs when there was a knock on the door of the cabin.
Chip, someone's at the door.
Keep me covered. I'll answer it.
Chip went to the door and opened it only wide enough to see who was outside.
Yeah?
We want to see Nick Hall.
He's not here.
I don't believe you.
Why'd I lie to you, mister?
Because you're his partner.
I tell you, he's not here.
I'll find out for myself. Take my you!
Andy Miller suddenly swung his weight against the cabin door, knocking Chip Newton off balance. But as he and Lila entered the room, Ollie Powell, who was standing nearby, kicked the door closed again, leaving King outside.
He's not here, Andy.
Look in the corner, my man.
Get him up, mister.
Andy, he's dead. Shot.
What did you kill him for? Last night's winning?
What do you think?
Guess we'll have to give them the same, Chip.
Hey, hold on, Ollie. Now, you, turn your face toward the window.
What's the idea, Chip?
Hey, don't you know who this is, Ollie?
He looks familiar, but I...
Remember the kid who did the time for us on that job in Quebec?
What?
It's him.
You're right, Chip.
What's the difference? Let's put a bullet through him and the girl and get out of here.
Don't be too quick about that. Why do you think we came here?
Why?
We heard the shot that killed Nick Hall. You fire two more shots and you won't get out of town alive. Sergeant Preston's in town. He and others will hear the gunfire.
He's just stalling, Chip. He didn't hear that shot.
I'm not so sure about that, Ollie. I'm not
Andy Miller and Lila had not heard the shot, but Andy's assertion that they had was enough to cause concern between Ollie and Chip, who began to debate about what should be done.
I think he's lying about the Mountie being in town.
I think he's bluffing there, too. He may have heard the shot, but the Mountie story is bunk.
Whose dog do you think is outside?
Yours, maybe?
No. He's Sergeant Preston's dog.
I know how to find out if it's Preston's dog.
How?
Preston's dog is named King. He should answer to that name. If he does, the Mountie's in town. If he doesn't, the kid's a liar. I'll find out.
Be careful of him, Chip. That Mountie's dog's supposed to be me.
I'll be careful.
As Chip Newton opened the door, King charged into the room, followed by Sergeant Preston.
It's the Mountie.
All right, Chip.
Go! Shoot, Ollie. Shoot him, boy. Don't get this dog. Get him away. Help.
Run, King. All right, Milton, on your feet. Get your hands up.
All right. I quit.
I got this one, Sergeant.
Sergeant, they killed Nick and they were going to kill us.
I see. I was waiting for you and Andy in front of the cafe. When King raced up to me, I knew by the way he acted that something was wrong.
I wondered how you came to be waiting outside the door.
Milton, you and Ollie Powell are going to have plenty of time to wonder about a lot of things. I came to Rainbow Falls to arrest you for a robbery for which Andy Miller served time. But now, in the name of the Queen, I arrest you for murder. A month later, Andy Miller and Lila Hall called on Sergeant Preston in his office at Dawson.
We came down as soon as I got your letter, Sergeant.
I'm glad you did, Andy. I have a letter that clears you of all charges.
What? Oh, Sergeant, you'll never know how grateful I am to you.
Sergeant, we'd like to ask you a question.
What is it, Lila?
Oh, you ask him, Andy.
Well... What made you investigate my case?
The record of your case showed that you'd been convicted on strong circumstantial evidence.
It was strong enough, all right. I never thought it could be disproved.
You know, you're the first man I ever knew who was convicted on circumstantial evidence who didn't claim he'd been framed or victimized. I'd heard talk that you were innocent, so I decided to check on it. We started looking for more evidence and found clues that pointed to Newton and Powell. Fortunately, I knew where to find them.
So that's how it happened. Until now, I thought Lila was the only one who believed in me.
I'll always believe in you, Andy.
Oh, Sergeant, just one more favor.
What is it, Andy?
Could you help Lila and me find a minister?
Oh?
We're going to be married.
That's right, Sergeant.
King and I want to be the first to congratulate you, don't we, King?
That's right.
Come on, fellow, let's go get the minister, and then this case will be definitely closed.
In just a moment, Sergeant Preston will give you a preview of Wednesday's adventure. Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice are never sold in bags or bulk. As Mother knows, quality comes first in a food. That's why the famous breakfast cereals, Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, are made from only the premium grains of wheat or rice. And they rate high in nourishment, too. Every delicious spoonful gives you added food values of restored natural grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron. To get the original, the crisp, fresh, nourishing wheat or rice shot from guns, always buy the big red and blue Quaker packages. The packages with the smiling Quaker man on the front. Get the one and only delicious Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. Never sold in bags or bulk. Listen Wednesday when Sergeant Preston and Yukon King meet the challenge of the Yukon in the case of Jeff Marco's gang.
When King and I went to Selkirk to hunt for a gang that was operating there, we had no clues to follow, but the peculiar speech of one of them was mentioned by several people. It was young Glenn Bagley who finally tipped me off, and King and I went on a trail that had death waiting at its end.
Be sure to hear this exciting adventure Wednesday. These radio dramas, a feature of the Challenge of the Yukon Incorporated, are created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Fred Flowerday, and supervised by Charles D. Livingston. The part of Sergeant Preston is played by Paul Sutton. They are brought to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the same time by Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, the breakfast cereal shot from guns. Your best bet for hot breakfast is Quaker Oats. The giant of the cereals is Quaker Oats. Delicious, nutritious, makes you feel ambitious. The giant of the cereals is Quaker Oats. Yes, if you want to be a star in sports and school activities, make your hot cereal Quaker Oats. Because Quaker Oats helps grow the stars of the future. You get more growth, more endurance from oatmeal than from any other whole grain cereal. Remember, Quaker and Mother's Oats are the same. This is J. Michael wishing you goodbye, good luck, and good health from Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. So long. This program was transcribed. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.